and express yourself with clarity at Vaughntown. Amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughn Radio. We're taking you to Tokyo on this week's episode. I think you guys are going to enjoy it because I'm going to give you some first-hand experience from when I went to Tokyo, and I'll also touch on other parts of Japan as well. Remember, wherever you get your Vaughn podcasts, Apple Podcasts, iVox, Spotify, just search for Your English and get ready to learn English with a brand new topic every week. All right, but it's time to move on to another section we call homophones.
Homophones, homophones on the show with no name. It's homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. The show with no name. Homophones on the show with no name. Because homophones time, because homophones rhyme. They sound the same on the show with no name. Show with no name. Show it homophone.
Yeah.
Show it no name.
Show it no name.
Show it no name.
That's right, folks. It's homophones only on the show with no name. And don't forget, I've been turning these into little videos. I've made a collection of videos, and every day I've been releasing a video. It's false friends. I concentrate on homophones or words that people mix up that could be homophones, false friends, I just said, common mistakes as well, and interesting things in English. So remember, if you have ideas, the idea for me is to keep the videos under 30 seconds, because I know people's attention span, the word attention span is the amount of time somebody can pay attention. And I know my own attention span is like that of a child. Okay. So I know if you give me a 2-hour video, it's cool. It's great. But sometimes, I can't just bring it with me everywhere and just check it out. But with these videos, you can watch in 2 minutes, you can watch like a couple different videos and learn a few things really fast. What you call in Spanish, píldoras, right? We call them little bites, trocitos, tropezones, right? Little bites. So my amigos, if you're not following me on social media, do it now. And this way you can improve your English. Don't just follow me. Follow Vaughn. Follow my amigos at Vaughn Radio, and you'll be learning tons of English every week and on pure momentum. Solo por inercia. If you're here every day doing the time and the work that it takes for anything. Remember, I believe that firmly. You don't get anything in life without time and energy. You might have money, but you got to put time and energy into anything that you really care about. So, and I know you guys do that with English. And if you have fun with it, to boot, encima, to boot, ahí hay un buen double trouble. Well, then you've got it all figured out. Lo tienes controladísimo. Let's see if you've got today's homophones all figured out. The first word is moral o confianza, pero en un grupo. No es como, moral de una persona, de un grupo. Si alguien dice, oh, man, el moral en la oficina. No, la moral, me pone la buena. Bueno, te voy a dar el ejemplo aquí, ¿ok? La buena moral de los empleados se refleja en el aumento de los niveles de productividad. Will somebody explain this to the majority of companies? They don't seem to get it. I'm not talking about Micah. Of course not. Vaughn is awesome. So, we talk about this a lot, though, when we talk about companies and the team and everything. So the confidence of the group, right? El moral o confianza, okay? We also use it Bueno, ya os enseño otro uso también. Okay? So it's that energy, that confidence in the group and feeling good about it. Okay? And the second word I want you to give me is moral, pero diferente. Moral como principios, right and wrong. Esta persona no tiene morales. Mi mujer se llama Diana Morales. So those are those principles of what's... moraleja también, right? La moraleja de la historia. Eso es la segunda también. What else? Moral, ethical, ¿no? Tenemos que tener unos principios morales, virtuoso, con altos valores. Same idea over there. All right, let's see what you guys came up with. Well, first, let me give you today's Say What soundbite for the third time. Folks, write down what you hear.
What up, pricklicks? It's me, Dr. Moron. I'm a ding-dong doodle bug dipshit. My dad hates all of you.
How was that? Was that good?
All right, there you go, my amigos. Tough one, but we will take a look at it a little bit later on. Let's go back to our homophones and see what you guys came up with. The first person to participate is our amigo, Born to Iron Man. And Born to Iron Man says, Those are the words, buddy. And Born to Iron Man says, they don't sound alike. Okay. German. Hello, guys. Hello, German. Are not homophones. So again, you got the right words and you agree. All right. Let's see. Lemura. The two words are are not homophones. Oh, interesting. Doesn't always happen like this, you know? Anybody else want to take a stab at it? Anybody else disagree? Anybody else say these words sound exactly the same? I wouldn't know which one you were saying without seeing them written. Cuidado con esa palabra. He oído mucha gente decir written. No. Written. Write, wrote, written, escrito. All right. Well, the good thing is you guys know the words because everybody got the words right. Now we need to see if everybody was right about if they sound the same or not. So I'm going to say the words as I do, and I'll try and use them in context as well. There's a morale problem in the office. Okay. I'm using an example, obviously. There seems to be, buena estructura para saber, a morale problem in the office. Okay? We're having a problem with the morale. People are not motivated. People don't feel like they're a part of the team. People don't feel valued. We're really having a problem with the morale. Okay? And we need to get that morale up. We need a morale booster. Una inyección de ánimo. A booster es un refuerzo, un aumento. Se llama el dosis este refuerzo del chisme este, right? It's called a booster. So also a booster es lo que ayuda a un cohete. So es aumentar, to boost something. So a morale booster is something that makes people more excited, more enthusiastic. Guys, we're going to go bowling on Friday. I'm taking the team bowling because we need a morale booster. And we also call this team building. Tiene sentido, right? Team building, construir equipo. And it's all about teamwork. So the morale. Okay, great. Morale. Say it with me. Morale. The second word, when I tell you a story and I'm like, y esto es la moraleja. And that's the moral of the story. The moral of the story is that the morale is down. Are they homophones? Absolutely not. Right? And we talk about morals. You don't have any morals. You don't know right and wrong. All right? The moral of the story, right? He's morally bankrupt. ¿Has oído esta? Está en bancarrota moral. O sea, no tiene ningunos valores. Te lo juro. Pone moral bankruptcy. Now, my dad, one of his favorite idiomatic expressions is, where has morality gone? Where has morality gone? So when somebody goes, Oh, man, I saw her naked and le vi en pelota. And my dad goes, oh, he's obviously not offended. You know, he's seen it all in his lifetime. And, you know, but he'll like be like, oh, when somebody says like an off color comment or something, he goes, where has morality gone? ¿Dónde ha ido la moralidad en esta vida? And he said it at work one day. You know, he's retired now. But at work one day, he said, he goes, somebody said an off-color comment or a dirty joke. And my dad goes, oh, pretending to be shocked. Where has morality gone? And one of the co-workers overheard it to overhear us oír como de lejos and said, oh, Morales? He left like an hour ago. Morales, morality. Había un trabajador que se llamaba Morales. So, of course, when my dad said, where has morality gone? The other guy's like, Morales, he went home. He's done for the day. Those misunderstandings. So now you guys know morale versus moral. And it looks like you guys knew it, but if you didn't know it, now you do, folks. And this is, again, the part of the show where I insist you say the words aloud just in case, even if you got it right, right? We've got a morale problem. We need a morale booster. And the moral of the story is you've got to treat people good. You got to treat people like gold. All right. Well, my amigos, it looks like we have somebody taking a stab at our Say What soundbite. And Lemura, not bad at all, Lemura. A worthy effort for one that seems impossible. Great, great job. And also, you're going to get a totally native. Let me take a stab at it, right? To take a stab at it is intentar, to take a stab at it. So great expression. And even though there are a couple things that are off, a worthy effort. As you guys say in Spanish, de película. And speaking of, I think you know what time it is. Name that movie. Name that movie. That's right, amigos. It's Name That Movie only on the show with no name. And as my dad just said, so I'm glad you're here, Dad, and you heard the story. I'm sure you chuckled a little bit, seguro. I'm sure you laughed out loud remembering those days. And he said it became a classic at the office. Well, that's what I mean. A lot of people are worried. What if I make a mistake? What if people don't understand me? Then you get a funny story, right? You get a funny story, a funny anecdote. Isn't that awesome? So again, my dad, how many times? I mean, that's the thing. When you speak a few languages, you put your foot in your mouth in a few different languages, not just one. How many times do we put our foot in our mouth with our own language? Meter la pata. I don't mean maybe grammatically speaking, but we speak incorrectly or lazily. No, come on, en plan vago, right? All right, so what do we have to do? We're going to the movies. Grab your popcorn. I want a bucket of popcorn because I freaking love this movie. I love the whole series. Oh, there's a little clue for you. I love the whole series. Now, I can't give you the trailer because if I give you the trailer, I'm totally giving it away. Lo soplo. So let's start with the scene. And then I'll give you the trailer and we'll see if you can figure out what movie this is from. So it starts out saying the stage direction, las indicaciones para el actor, start out saying, you brought me out here to show me this. Perdona, eso es el texto, el diálogo. Fox takes Miranda, Miranda, we say Miranda. Yo sé que lo pronunciáis vosotros mejor. Fox takes Miranda to a recycling plant. Una fábrica, una planta de reciclaje. I think that's pretty clear. Miranda says, you brought me out here to show me this, Mr. Fox, Señor Zorro. Maybe he's sly, astuto. We say the same thing as you. He's sly like a fox. So you brought me out here. Me sacaste aquí. A mí me da la impresión de muy lejos. También se puede decir, you dragged me out here. Me rastreaste hasta aquí. Another way to say, indicar como, y en medio de la nada, ¿no? You brought me out here to show me this, Mr. Fox. And Lucius says, Lucius Fox is his name, says, paciencia conmigo, que se dice, bear with me. Bear with me, Miss Tate. Okay, paciencia conmigo, señora, señorita Tate. Mr., señor. Técnicamente, master, si no está casado, pero nadie lo dice. So, Mr. para todos hombres. Miss, si no está casada. Mrs., M-R-S punto, si está casada. Y si no sabemos, y da igual, M-S punto, Ms. Ms. No sabemos, da igual. So, he says, Miss, la señorita. Bear with me, oso conmigo. Eso es peligroso. No, pero esta expresión significa paciencia conmigo. Se dice muchas veces cuando hay construcción, están remodelando. Bear with us while we work on, you know, improving, you know. So he leads her inside a porta cabin, una cabina portátil estos, right, that they use on construction sites. He leads her, le lleva. Liderar es llevar a alguien, ¿no? Dirigirles. And Lucia says, please keep hands and feet inside the car at all times. Where have we heard this? Parque Atracciones, the theme park, right? Please keep hands and feet inside of the vehicle at all times. Right? Because you don't want to lose a limb. Perder una extremidad. Limb, una B muda. L-I-M-B. So then Lucius presses a button. Pulsa. We don't say pulse. We say press or push. He pushes a button, he presses a button, and the office floor descends. I love when this stuff happens in movies. Cuando el suelo cae, that's great. Isn't that a great? I mean, it's a convention they've been using since James Bond in the early days, but it's still cool. You know, when they're hidden rooms, and I love all that stuff. And the office floor descends like an elevator down a shaft. And a shaft is the hollow part. El hueco del ascensor is the elevator shaft. And Miranda says, this is it, isn't it? Question tag. Esto es aquello, ¿no? Esto es. And Lucia says, the reactor is beneath the river. Beneath is below or under. Same thing. Beneath. Me suena más poético. The reactor is beneath the river, so it could be instantly flooded in the event of a security breach. So vamos por partes. Beneath, ya hemos visto. Instantly, fácil. Flooded, inundado. Comes from the word to flood. No es flood, como blood. It's blood, flood. Esas O-O-D's, flood, blood, dilo conmigo, por favor. Flood, you bloody bastard. The British use bloody, cono como sangriento. Hey, we're talking about serial killers, blood, this is crazy today. But they say bloody like maldita, man, this is bloody excellent. It's like fucking. So it could be flooded in the event of a security breach. And this is a great word, security, evidentemente, seguridad. And a breach is un abuso, una violación, una grieta, una abertura, ¿no? So it's like if there's a security breach, that's where people can get in. And we don't only talk about that physically. We talk about that on the internet. There was a security breach at their website, and the hackers got in, for example. So it's a word that you'll see. Miranda says, and here's where we already have winners, so it's okay if I give it away. Is Bruce Wayne really that paranoid? Ahora, si no lo sabes ahora, nunca lo vas a saber. Is Bruce Wayne really that paranoid? Because Bruce Wayne is obviously Batman. Déjame decirlo, por favor, lo disfruto tanto. Who are you? Pregúntame quién soy. Every time my daughter, I say, ask me who I am. She goes, who are you, papi? I'm Batman. I love it. I love it. And Lucia says, I'm going to plead the fifth. Me encojo a la quinta enmienda. O sea, guardo mi silencio, mi derecho de no hablar. Okay, I plead the fifth on that one. Okay, a ver cómo lo ponen aquí, lo traducen. To plead es rogar, right? But to plead the fifth, no me sale cuando pongo plead the fifth, really? ¿En serio? Se usa en todas. Es que word reference, ¿sabes? A veces word reference, hablando de moron. Yeah. To plead the fifth, the exercise the right guaranteed by the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution of refusing to answer questions in order to avoid incriminating oneself. O sea, me quedo calladito. No voy a decir nada. I plead the fifth. And then when the elevator office stops, they find Bruce waiting in the reactor chamber. The word chamber is cámara. No cámara de fotos, cámara, chamber. Right? Cámara de comercio, igual. Chamber of Commerce, igual. Right? De hecho, cuando yo vi la... Mi abuela dijo, ah, eso está en la cámara. And I'm like, when we were in the house in the pueblo, in Almería, my abuela said, I remember we were sleeping there, and she goes, eso está en la cámara. ¿O quieres dormir en la cámara? And I kept saying, why does she keep saying camera? Yo en mi cabeza, like, what? Porque la habitación, eso es la cámara. And I'm like, what happened there? And it took me many years, like 10, 20 years later, to say, cámara is chamber. Ah, cojones. So, but I remember being really confused because the other ones were habitaciones o dormitorios, and that was la cámara. And I was just like, what happened there? You live and learn. Remember, your misunderstandings end up being funny little stories. And if you think about it like that, it's an adventure. You're not afraid of making mistakes. You're not walking around like, oh, no, I'm going to. Don't be, enjoy speaking. And if you make mistakes, well, fuck it. Native speakers do too. Not because they don't know the language, because we're speaking a mile a minute, because you're thinking one thing and saying another thing, and your brain's going one way and your mouth's going another way. And it happens to everybody. That's why we stutter, tartamudear. We're nervous, or our head's going in a different direction than our mouth. So then Bruce Wayne says, I thought you might like to see what your investment built. Hey, let me get into the role, okay, please? Just let me enjoy it. I always wanted to be Batman. I thought you might like to see what your investment built. Lo que tu inversión ha construido. Pensé que querías verlo. And Miranda says, no fossil fuels. Okay, los fueles, ahora que se están, there's a lot of controversy. Gasoline, petroleum, right? Free, clean energy for an entire city. Para una ciudad entera. 3 years ago, a Russian, no Russian, Russian. Es doble S, suena como SH. Y el sonido vocal es A, Russian. A Russian scientist published, no published, published, otra dilo conmigo, published. Te estoy diciendo estas palabras porque son las que oigo mal pronunciadas, okay? Published a paper on weaponized fusion. So to weaponize something, so weapon is arma, hacerlo como arma, no? Weaponizar, armizar, armar. Maybe it's armar. To weaponize fusion reactions. Reacciones de fusión, obviously you're talking about some technical terms there. 1 week later, your reactor started developing problems. I think this machine works. Yo creo que esta máquina funciona. All right, and let's see. We have got some winners over here. The first person to get it today, please give it up for Born to Iron Man. Yeah. Also, Chris Valrol. Nice job. It's The Dark Knight Rises. Okay, I don't know. Is that el Caballero Oscuro Sube? How do you say it in Spanish? This one came out in 2012. I love that series. The Dark Knight series? Oh, man. Love it. Love it. And I love The Batman, too. The one with Robert Pattinson. I know it's dark, but, I mean, his parents were killed in front of his face. Hello? What's darker than that? Like, you know, sorry, it's not, you know, happy-go-lucky. It's supposed to be a tortured soul who's trying to, you know, exact revenge and avenge, es el verbo, to avenge or to exact revenge for his parents' death, his parents' brutal slaying, if you know the Bruce Wayne backstory. So here's the trailer. 8 years ago, after the Joker's reign of anarchy, el reino de anarquía, the reign of anarchy, Batman, with the help of the enigmatic Catwoman, right? Con la ayuda de, you know, Catwoman, no sé cómo lo llaman, chica gata, cat girl, Catwoman, is forced from his exile, exilio. He's, as you remember, if you've seen it, he's far away and he's kind of become a bit of a recluse. A recluse is alguien que desaparece un poco de la sociedad. And is forced from his exile to save Gotham City. Tengo que decirlo así, si no, no. From the brutal, misma palabra, diferente pronunciación. Brutal. Brutal. no brutal, brutal. Guerrilla, una palabra española, porque es guerrilla, but we say guerrilla, igual que gorilla. O sea, if you're going to be a gorilla down in the jungle, just be careful with the gorillas, both of them. The ones with guns and the ones, the big hairy ones, right? Simio. No, ape is simio. Gorilla is gorilla. But for us, those words are pronounced exactly the same. From the brutal gorilla terrorist, Bane. And what I love about Bane is we can learn. Well, first, he's one of the coolest villains out there. And the word Bane is cruz, desgracia, pesadilla, la fuente de tus pesadillas, right? Flagelo pone aquí. Bane. What an amazing character. Folks, oh my God, I can't believe it. We have to go to our final commercial break right now. Yeah, that's it. We've only got one section left. One 26-minute section. And we're going to do so much as soon as we come back. So stick around.
The English learning business attracts opportunists. They often make a lot of money because people are looking for an easy solution, a painless solution. But go ahead, buy the solution. The cost will be double. Lost money and wasted time.
Este otoño tenemos novedades. Nos hemos sentado con nuestros seguidores para ver qué es lo que más les cuesta. Y surprise, surprise, es el speaking. Por eso te presentamos Speak English A1 A2, Speak English B1 y Speak English B2, una serie de tres libros orientados a mejorar la fluidez con el inglés a través del método Vaughan, con frases de traducción y secciones variadas sobre gramática, vocabulario, errores comunes, phrasal verbs y mucho más. El complemento que tu speaking estaba buscando. Escoge ya tu nivel y empieza a dar el cambio en tu inglés.
Poder comunicarte con total soltura, sin miedos, con confianza. La barrera psicológica la romperás definitivamente en tan solo 6 días.
Manda a Vaughan Town a un amigo empleado que esté desesperado con el inglés y obsérvale 6 días después. El cambio que verás te sorprenderá. La inversión en tiempo y dinero tendrá un retorno impresionante.
Allí, entre angloparlantes de los más variopintos, avanzarás 1000 kilómetros en confianza, convicción y aplomo. Dominarás los entornos de comunicación a pesar de un dominio aparentemente imperfecto del inglés. Ni 6 meses en extranjero da lo que 6 días dan en Vaughan Town.
Aprende inglés con Vaughan y el Colegio Europeo de Madrid. El Colegio Europeo de Madrid es un centro multilingüe ubicado en Las Rozas, en la calle Colquide 14, con una metodología propia e innovadora que potencia lo mejor de cada alumno y que ahora, con la colaboración de Vaughan, también ofrece clases de inglés para adultos con profesores Vaughan. Llama al 91-636-1919 o, si lo prefieres, escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com y aprovechate de la colaboración entre dos empresas líderes en sus sectores, Vaughan y Colegio Europeo de Madrid. Recuerda, llama al 91-636-1919 o escribe un mail a vaughan@educacem.com e infórmate.
¿Me estás diciendo que no tienes 7.884.008 segundos? ¿Que no tienes 131.400 minutos? ¿No tienes nada de ese tiempo para recibir clases de inglés con horario flexible y adaptadas a tus necesidades? Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. ¿Alguna vez has pensado en todo lo que puedes llegar a conseguir? Alcanzar todas tus metas, todas las oportunidades laborales al alcance de tu mano. EMEP, un programa en inglés para ejecutivos y profesionales de alto rendimiento a tiempo parcial durante 5 meses. Este es tu máster. Infórmate llamando al 91-133-5833. Máster en inglés profesional a tiempo parcial. Más de 500 horas de inglés, 5 horas en entre diario o fin de semana, una inmersión en Vaughan Town incluida. Disponible en Madrid, Barcelona, Valencia y Zaragoza.
Una semana en un lugar apartado.
Nativos angloparlantes de todas partes del mundo, uno por cada estudiante.
Terminantemente prohibido hablar en español.
Actividades organizadas y conversaciones en inglés a todas horas, no exageramos.
Aquí o hablas inglés o hablas inglés.
Y da igual las veces que te lo contemos.
Hasta que no lo vivas no sabrás que Vaughan Town te va a quitar el miedo al inglés para siempre.
Lo que pasa en Vaughan Town no se puede contar.
Tienes que vivirlo.
Ven a Vaughan Town.
Más información, grupovaughan.com.
Hey, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to The Show with No Name on Vaughn Radio. Right, amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the fourth and final part of today's show. Don't forget, right after today's show, you've got Let's Get Random with Jules. Also, every Saturday, you get a brand spanking new Disney tale. That's right, the Disney Vaughn English collection is out. I've got Toy Story 4 over here. I've got Monsters, Inc. I've got Frozen. This Saturday, the 1st of October, 2022, we've got Vaiana coming out. Que yo tengo vaina escrito aquí, mal. Pero es vaina, ¿ves? See, I should have written it correctly. And then after that, we've got The Lion King, right? A wee moe. In the jungle, the mighty jungle, the lion sleeps tonight.
Don't trouble it, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double trouble, come on.
I said double.
Woohoo!
Double trouble.
Yeah! All right, amigos, it's double trouble. And this is a tough challenge here because you got to think like a native. Just think, in this section, I'm not just trying to give you a translation with the same word twice. No. I'm trying to teach you the vocabulary you need to know by making it into a game. So let's say, for example, I'm watching Jeffrey Dahmer or who knows, watching any series now that's popular. Succession. I love that one. Have you guys seen Succession? Oh, I love it. It's so good. And you can learn a lot of English. So a lot of the stuff I bring to Double Trouble, digo, ooh, esta es buena y tiene otro significado. So you'll find a lot of this stuff in the Jeffrey Dahmer docuseries. I use Succession as an example because it's an amazing show. And all kinds of other things from pop culture. So here's today's Double Trouble. Good luck. We'll see if you guys can figure it out. Su razón por ser conocido es que él afirma ser... No, es ella. Su razón por ser conocida es que ella afirma ser la hija del rey. De la reina. God, let me read it right, okay? Como ves, cuando no apunto las cosas bien, that happens. So, su razón por ser conocida es que ella afirma ser la hija de la reina. Okay? Afirma o dice que. So, su razón por ser conocida es que ella afirma ser la hija de la reina. You have to use the same word twice. And here's your Say What soundbite for the fourth time. This is your last chance. Please write down what you hear.
What up, Pricklicks? It's me, Dr. Moron. I'm a ding-dong doodle-bug dipshit. My dad hates all of you.
How was that? Was that good?
All right, that was really fast, and there's a lot of silly, weird, cartoonish vocabulary in there. All right, we'll see what you guys got. Let's go over to the chat room right now. And let's see. My dad says, making mistakes gave me the confidence to know that I was great, at least in another language. Excellent. That's the right attitude. And he says, I turned fear into an asset. Well, it's true. There's a Rage Against the Machine song that says anger is a gift. Okay, if you're walking around angry all day, then that's not. It's a curse. It's una maldición. But if your anger, if you're, you know, whatever feeling you're feeling causes you to do something, to take action against whatever, yourself, your habits, the government, God knows, your situation, that anger is a gift. That's your body, your mind telling you this, we got to do something here. So if you look at it like that, we just need to know how to deal with those. Right? The emotions themselves are not bad. They're telling us something. The question is when we can't, when they're controlling us and not us controlling our emotions. So great philosophy. My dad has always been a philosopher. Let's see. And a lot of people agree with you, Dad. We've got everybody agreeing. Chris says, wise words, Diego. Born to Iron Man. I totally agree with you, Diego. All right. Less agreeing with my dad and more figuring out today's double trouble. What do you think of that? No, I'm joking. Well, I'm giving you time. So, you know, I've given you a couple minutes now to figure it out. So I expect a few people to at least take a stab at it. Intentarlo. There's Hola, Hola, Caracola, who says her reason to be well known is that she states to be the daughter of the head of state. Well, I've got to tell you something. It's not the one I've got written down here, but I'll take it. It's a little bit forced, a little bit, you know, contrived, contraído, but you use the same word twice, state. To state something is afirmar, sure. Okay, excellent. Good. Hola, hola, Caracola. Excellent. Let's see. Anybody else want to take a stab at it? Hola, hola, Caracola. If not, you're our winner. Wow. All right, I'm going to give you another way to say it, but I'm... Hang on. There's Elena taking a stab at it. And Elena, you've been doing a wonderful job lately. And she says her claim to fame is that she claims to be the Queen's daughter. Absolutely. Excellent. Her claim to fame. Somebody's claim to fame is the reason they're famous. So Steve Jobs' claim to fame was Apple. The iPhone, you know, more than Apple. That kind of revolutionized Apple. Who else? Anybody's reason for being famous, right? Somebody's claim to fame. We say this, usamos el posesivo. That's his claim to fame. He invented the TV. That's his claim to fame. O sea, esta es la mía. Declarado. So her claim to fame, y rima y todo, that's why it's cool, is that she claims to be. Esto lo usamos mucho. You claim to be that, but I don't know if that's true, right? So, wow, Elena, you nailed it. And Elena, I've got to say something. Elena, Chris, born to Iron Man, Lemura, Laura, who's not here today. You know who you are. Hola, hola, Caracola. This is for you guys. You've been on fire all week. I think all month. Isn't that crazy? How fast September has just come and gone. Oh, my God. I mean, I thought time flies here on the show, but time flies, period. Punto. That's it. So let's get moving with another section. This is a section. See? To err is human. I'm a native speaker. That doesn't mean I always express myself beautifully because I'm a human being. And that's what happens. So we get tongue-tied. Se nos traba la lengua. So let's try that again. Vamos a intentar esto de nuevo. And right now it's time for a section where we laugh. Well, I hope we laugh. It's your joking.
Thank you. Okay, what did the guy say when he walked into the bar? Ouch. Ouch. You get it? Ouch. He walked into the bar.
You're joking. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, you're joking. And as always, we've got to see if we get this joke. But remember this, this happens a lot. A lot of times you guys explain just one meaning. You're like, esto significa esto. Let's pretend I don't speak English. No hablo inglés. No hablo inglés, okay? So I want you to explain both or all three meanings if there are more meanings. All right, so here we go, amigos. What do you call Iron Man without his suit? Okay, no es sweet, it's suit. Y no es iron, it's iron. Yo gano. What do you call Iron Man without his suit? Sin su traje. Stark naked. Jesus Christ. No. Stark naked. Iron Man without his suit. Stark naked. Hey, we're talking about Batman before. I figured why not get some superheroes in here? But it seems like only the crickets have gotten my joke here, huh? Oh, man. All right, well, I'll explain it if you want, but I thought you guys would get it. Okay, Born to Iron Man says, Stark is the man, buddy. Yeah, that's true. That doesn't explain the joke, but it's true. He is a cool character, if that's what you mean. Okay, well, Stark is his last name, and there's a reason for that, right? Like many last names in English, it's given for a reason. So Tony Stark, just like Bruce Wayne is Batman, Tony Stark is Iron Man. Now, first we need to know that Stark means escueto, desnudo, inhóspito, crudo, duro, riguroso, extremo, cruel. And if you think about it, the character's got a lot of those elements. Like, he's stark, he's crudo, duro, dice las cosas como son. I think that would be the best way to describe him in this case, right? Que un sinónimo es harsh. Oh, man, you are harsh. Eres muy duro con la gente, ¿no? Crudo, riguroso. You're very harsh. You're very stark with people. So if you look at that character, he's always telling people, yeah, that's what we're doing, and that's, and I don't care what you think. That's Tony Stark being Stark. Great. So if we said Stark is also escueto desnudo, a lot of times we want to put emphasis, que estaba en pelotas, pero en pelotas, vamos. You would say he's stark naked, que es sin nada, y no es literally wearing nothing, stark naked. Another way we say it too is buck naked. Es para darle énfasis, because you can say he was naked, or he was buck naked, or stark naked. Y ambos de estos le dan énfasis, como en pelotas, pero vamos, que lo vimos todo, you know. My favorite way to say this is in his birthday suit. Hablando de suit, en su traje de cumpleaños. El día que nació, nació en eso, ¿no? Okay, that's what I thought. You want another joke? Oh, I know. I know you love the jokes so much that I'll give you another one. What is Batman's favorite part of a joke? Ya que estábamos hablando de Batman. Come on, this one's easy. The punchline. No? Well, pow, pop, crack. Remember Batman was always punching people? You know? So, and the punchline is the funny part of the joke. Okay, we'll move on, guys. It's time for famous birthday trivia.
Birthdays for him. Birthdays for her. Birthdays for everyone on the show with no name.
right, amigos. That's right. It's Famous Birthdays Only on the show with no name. And I can't believe it. Time has flown by. We've got about 10 minutes left. So we're going to make every second count. Let's see if you guys can figure out who our birthday boys and girls are. The first person was born in 1986. 1986, he's Welsh. Gales. So he's from Wales. Que suena igual que tiburones, ballenas. Pero sin la H se escribe. Pero se pronuncian igual. There are a lot of whales in Wales. Así te acuerdas. All right. The Prince of Wales. Me encantó. Trump had a typo in one of his tweets when he was allowed on Twitter. And he had a typo in there. And he said, I really had a good conversation with the Prince of Wales. Y el príncipe de las ballenas. And of course, there were memes. Veías el Prince Charles ahí, que ya es el rey, by the way. And you saw him there como montado en ballenas, the prince of... It was funny, some kind of like Poseidon type thing. It was so funny. So yeah, what group is this guy in? I said he's a Welsh musician. Vamos a pronunciar esa. No es musician, es muse. Muse, el grupo Muse, musician. It's an easy way to remember it. He's in the group Mumford and Sons. Awesome folk rock. Fijaos en la L, folk rock. It's not folk. Folk rock. It's like talk and walk. Esas L están ahí solo para confundiros. So forget them. Just cross them out in your head. And this guy does lead vocals, electric, because we got lead vocals and backup vocals or backing vocals. We've got electric guitar, acoustic guitar, and drums. So we could say that this guy is a multi-instrumentalist, as many of them are in the band. I remember seeing Mumford and Sons in concert in Portugal, and excellent music, really good music. If this is your cup of tea, this kind of music, if this is your thing, then you'll love it. And a lot of people love them because, well, they've won, like, Best British Album of the Year. They won in 2011. They were headlining the Glastonbury Festival in 2013. So they are definitely huge. And I love their sound. I think they're wonderful, talented musicians. And so this guy, he is a member of the band. But his last name is not Mumford. So he's not one of the Sons. Sorry. But he's in the band. All right. Number two. She was born in 1975, a French-American actress and singer. She's been in many independent movies, or indie, as we say, and in blockbusters. She has won an Academy Award, a British Academy Film Award, Golden Globe, Caesar Awards, Knight of the Order of the Letters and Arts and Letters in France. I mean, she's huge. She's also the face of Chanel No. 5, the famous perfume. She was in the movie Highlander. That was her first American English-speaking movie that she was in. Then she was also in The Story of a Boy Who Wanted to Be Kissed, Taxi. Taxi. It's a French film. Tim Burton, no Tim Burton, but Tim Burton's movie Big Fish, where she won Best Supporting Actress. The César Award, the French Award. She played Edith Piaf in La Vie en Rose, and she's been in Nine. She's been in Midnight in Paris, The Dark Knight Rises. Today's name that movie. That's right. So our last birthday boy was born in 1982. And this guy, it's kind of weird because for a long time, he was living in his brother's shadow. His brother is very famous. His brother was in Home Alone. He played Kevin McAllister. But this guy was in Home Alone 2 and Home Alone 1. O sea, Home Alone también y Home Alone 2, right? And, but again, now I think this guy is more popular than his brother, that's how life works. You know, any family like the Wilson brothers, Owen and... Well, at one moment, one's more popular than the other. And this guy is awesome. If you remember before I was telling you about the show Succession, well, he's in it. And this is where I discovered him as an actor. And I like Macaulay, but this guy kicks his ass as an actor. Maybe it's just this character that he plays called, what's the character's name? Roman Roy. Roman. Check it out. If you haven't seen Succession, I'm sure many of you have seen it because it's quite popular, but he's in it. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got our winner. Please give it up for Chris Valrol. Number one is Ben Lovett from Mumford and Sons. Number two, Marion Cotillard. I'm trying to say it a la francesa here. And number three, Kieran Culkin. So Macaulay Culkin was probably the one who got famous first. He was a child actor, but now he's getting a lot of attention, the brother, Kieran Culkin. And I think, again, because he plays this disgusting, horrible character, but you like him. And that's really hard to do. Like, you know, he makes the character likable, but you're like, what an idiot. I'm going to punch this guy in the face. But then you're like, oh, poor guy. So he's that means he's a good actor because he's not making the character one dimensional. Like, he's the idiot brother. It's easy to say I'm the idiot brother, right? To play it as a one dimensional thing, but he doesn't. He's really good. I think they're all wonderful in the series, by the way. So if you like good acting too, check it out. It's Succession. And this is Kieran Culkin's character, Roman Roy, and they're asking him to record a birthday greeting in a studio right by a microphone for his father, who's a very rich magnate, un magnate. And they're like, Dad, hey, happy birthday. You know, he's being forced to do it, obligado. And the guy in the studio, the technician's like, could you do it again? I don't think you were feeling it enough. You know, like, yo pidiéndole más tomas. And he was just being sincere, and he did it, I thought, well, too. But the guy's like, no, let's do one more take. And he's like, oh, that wasn't sincere enough for you? You want me to be fucking sincere? And he's like, what up, prick licks? Now, prick is verga, paquete. And so a prick lick is un lame esos. What up? What up is what's up, como lo decimos nosotros muchas veces. What up? What up, prick licks? It's me, Dr. Moron. Soy yo, el Dr. Gilipollas. I'm a ding-dong. A ding-dong is otra forma de decir verga. Pero es ding-dong en un idiota. He's a ding-dong. O sea, no es algo positivo. I'm a ding-dong doodle. Doodle es garabatear, pero está poniendo palabras tontas. I'm a ding-dong doodle bug dipshit. And a dipshit es un capullo. Don't be a dipshit. We're learning a lot of insults here. And my dad hates all of you. Y mi padre, que es quien complacerle a él, ¿no? Son sus clientes. And my father hates all of you. Mi padre odia a todos. Y el otro, he looks over at the guy. He goes, how was that? Was that good? Al técnico, eso es lo que querías. Un poco más de feeling. So here we go. This is Kieran Culkin in the show Succession as Roman Roy. Check it out if you haven't seen it.
What up, pricklicks? It's me, Dr. Moron. I'm a ding-dong doodle-bug dipshit. My dad hates all of you. How was that? Was that good?
All right, there you go, folks. And time for our final section, Name That Lyric.
No, sorry, bye.
Name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric, name that lyric only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, name that lyric only on the show with no name, the show with no name, the show with no name, it's name that lyric only on the show with no name.
That's right, folks, it's Name That Lyric only on the show with no name. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here today, every day. Those of you who are here religiously, thank you, thank you, thank you. Those of you who come and join us and go and come back, that's cool too. Whatever you do to improve your English, that's great. And since these classes are free, believe me, I have a waiting list. Una lista de espera. People want classes with me. And you guys, you got me. 2 hours a day, 10 hours a week here on the show with no name. Plus, you have FYI. As I said this week, I'm taking you to Tokyo. You can find that wherever you find the show with no name podcasts. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Not just on behalf of myself, but on behalf of all of us at Vaughn Radio. En nombre de todos. It's been an absolute pleasure today and every day. And here's your Name That Lyric. Todo el día, rojo permanente. El vidrio en mis ojos. Now, that's when I looked it up, the glaze. So when your eyes are glazed, they look glassy, que es otra forma de decirlo. Cuando oí tu voz, when I heard, ojo, hear, heard, heard, cambia el sonido vocal. When I heard your voice, the distance caught me by surprise. To catch by surprise, en pasado, the distance caught me by surprise. Me pilló desprevenido. It caught me off guard, right? And I know you claim that you're all right. Y sé que afirmas, we know that word, it was our double trouble. She claims, right? And I know you claim that you're all right. Y sé que reclamas o declaras que estás bien, right? And it looks like Chris Valrol got it. This is Mumford and Sons. Excellent job. Mumford and Sons, and what a great group it is. Let's give it a listen as we say goodbye. If you're not familiar with the song, don't worry. Just check out their music. I really think knowing you guys, knowing your musical taste, I think you guys will definitely enjoy it. And, well, we'll give you a little taste here as we say goodbye. Thank you so much for being here today and every day, my amigos. Lots of love. Mwah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming to you live from the funeral.
Señoras y señores, nos dirigimos a ustedes desde el funeral real.
What a sad day it is, for this book is the remilk.
Es un día triste para this book is the remilk.
It is a book that was loved by many and will be missed by all.
Es un libro que fue adorado por muchos y será extrañado por aún más.
But don't fret, no, don't worry.
Pero no se preocupen.
Because the remilk will be reborn.
Porque this book is the remilk volverá a nacer.
With a new name, a new cover, and brand new audio.
Con un nuevo nombre, una nueva portada, y ahora con audio.